at 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. There has been a lot of debate about what has caused the swarm of earthquakes in North Texas. As KERA's Stephanie Kuo reports, a new study from UT Austin and SMU says humans are behind the quakes, not just in recent years, but for nearly a century.
The study, published today in the journal Seismological Research Letters, concludes that 59% of earthquakes across Texas since 1975 were likely caused by oil and gas activities. That includes wastewater disposal from fracking, but drilling methods used decades ago have also been linked to quakes. Cliff Froelich is the study's senior researcher and is a geophysics professor at UT Austin.
I think most people who produce petroleum act as if this is a new thing that just started happening, and I wanted to set the record straight that this has been happening in Texas for over 90 years.
The study found that only 13% of the quakes over the past few decades were considered natural. In recent years, there have been dozens of earthquakes in North Texas. A 4.0 magnitude quake hit Johnson County between Venus and Lillian last May. It was the strongest to date. And a 3.6 quake hit Irving last year. Froelich says he hopes his research will help develop a greater understanding of the phenomenon.
So that if we do have regulations, they are sensible regulations, and if you are trying to manage a field, you can manage it to reduce hazard. So we don't understand that well enough to propose a hard and fast regulations or rules yet, but that's certainly the objective.
The Texas Railroad Commission, which regulates the oil and gas industry, dismisses the study's methods as arbitrary and subjective. This isn't the only study that's explored what causes earthquakes, though. Last year, SMU seismologists linked oil and gas drilling to the swarm of quakes in Azle. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.
Could a Texas Supreme Court justice get a promotion? Earlier today, Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump included Justice Don Willett on a list of 11 people he'd consider nominating to the U.S. Supreme Court if elected president. Willett is laughing off the chance to comment on making the shortlist. Willett told reporters he was, quote, exercising judicial restraint, unquote. He has a reputation as a strong conservative, and his dry wit is frequently displayed on Twitter, that is, where he sometimes posts 10 or more times a day. Advanced understanding of the human genome has led to exciting and revolutionary tools, including the ability to edit genes. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked with physician Siddhartha Mukherjee about the potential effects of implementing these new technologies.
We don't know what the consequences are of changing the human genome in particular. We might change one gene hoping to achieve one outcome and may influence another outcome in the wrong way. But I think the deeper question is that it's not just unintended biological consequences, but unintended human and cultural and social consequences, which is to say, all of a sudden, if we think of ourselves as malleable in this way, if we're going to use technologies to change ourselves, where do we stop? What are the criteria that allow us to make these changes? Let's say we begin to do this. Does that change the way we think of ourselves in terms of our vulnerability? Does it change compassion for ourselves in the future? So not only are there unintended consequences that are biological, there are unintended consequences that are social and cultural. It changes the way we think about ourselves as human beings. And we have to be cognizant of that and take it very seriously, because what we're changing is not just ourselves, but ourselves for every generation to come potentially.
Siddhartha Mukherjee won a Pulitzer Prize for his book, The Emperor of All Maladies. His new book is called The Gene, An Intimate History. This episode of Think re-airs tonight at 10, and you can listen to the podcast at kera.org/think. Cataract surgeries are one of the most common surgical procedures in the United States, but not everyone with cataracts can afford the treatment. Left untreated, the clouding of the eye lens means a slow descent to impaired vision and eventual blindness. KERA's Christopher Conley talks with one man who's seeing again thanks to a charitable clinic in Fort Worth.
4 years ago, Joe Hernandez was told he had cataracts and that his vision would get worse. It did. Eventually, he couldn't see anything out of one eye, just light and shadow. The vision in the other started to fail too. A simple surgery would fix him, but he was uninsured and couldn't afford it. His wife called doctor after doctor for him, but everywhere she called, a surgery was just too expensive.
We don't have money, because I only get paid every 2 weeks, and everything I make just goes on bills. you know, so it was impossible.
The 58-year-old says one of the hardest things about losing his vision was not being able to read his Bible. Driving was the scariest. He had to keep driving, he says, to get to his job stocking shelves at a big box store in Fort Worth. His family couldn't afford the extra gas for his wife or son to drop him off and pick him up again. The future looked bleak.
My wife was practically crying, saying, Joe, you can't go blind, Joe. What are we going to do?
But his wife kept trying and was ultimately referred to the Cornerstone Clinic, a free clinic in Fort Worth. Every month or so, Palestine-based ophthalmologist Daniel Gold volunteers to perform cataract surgeries there for people like Joe Hernandez.
There are people in every community in the United States that are falling through the cracks. Cornerstone sees those people, and they help us to see them, and when we come into contact, we can actually do something to fix them.
Inside the surgery suite at Cornerstone, Hernandez is lying on a table, covered up to his chin by a sheet. Gold and two others in scrubs and face masks crowd around his head.
Look down a little bit, Joe. Yeah. Try to open your other eye, and that'll keep it from closing. Okay. And then, yeah, that's good.
Removing the cataract is pretty quick work. Gold cuts a tiny incision, 2.6 millimeters, and uses a fancy machine that makes kind of a weird noise as ultrasonic waves break up the bad lens. After the lens is out, an artificial lens goes in, and Hernandez is off to a recovery room. The whole thing takes about 30 minutes. Cataracts are incredibly common, especially in older people. The CDC estimates more than 20 million people in the U.S. have them. The National Eye Institute says that number will more than double by 2050 as the population ages. Cataracts are also incredibly treatable, but the surgeries can cost several thousand dollars. And it's not just the uninsured who can't afford the surgery.
There's a large number of our patients who have been able to access insurance, but we call them underinsured because they have very high deductibles or copays. And so they're not able to afford those services, and they end up going without care.
Jennifer Deakins is an optometrist who runs the Community Eye Clinic in Fort Worth. She does pre- and post-op care for patients at Cornerstone's Cataract Clinic.
And I say we'd have probably 3 to 5 cataracts per week that people are having to stop driving or stop working because they can no longer see through that cataract. And then a couple times a month, we have someone who's literally feeling their way through life because they can't see motion or light anymore because of the cataract.
Yeah. See, like at the top of C, a Z, F, O.
The morning after his surgery, Hernandez is sitting like in an exam room reading an eye chart for Deakins. He breezes through the first few rows. He's a little less confident about the smaller letters at the bottom of the chart.
An O. And I'm guessing an E.
E.
And it looks like an L.
You got 20/20 perfect.
Really?
Yeah, how cool is that?
He still doesn't see well out of the other eye. There's a cataract in that one, too, that he'll have to get taken out later. But now he can see well enough to pass a driver's test and see his Bible again. Hernandez says watching a Rangers game on TV with his wife after surgery was unreal.
Can't believe it. I was telling my wife, I was freaking out. You know, I said, man, look at the colors on this TV again. My God, look at the colors. Man, it was so beautiful, man. It's still beautiful when I was looking at it this morning. I'm like, wow.
Hernandez says you can never fully appreciate what you can see until you can't. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
Mostly cloudy skies expected later this evening. There's a 40% chance of storms with a low around 61. And tomorrow, cloudy. Continued chances of rain with a high near 68. It's currently 64 degrees in Dallas, 62 in Fort Worth. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.